Say someone who has been
fucking
been sick for a while.
But we don't need that.
You say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
pale.
Okay. Any other words like that?
Peaking.
Okay. And someone who's in real good condition and can lift heavy weights and so forth, you'd say that he's...
is very strong.
Okay. You might say, you can eat that, but I find
very
it
strong.
Too...
rich.
Okay. Would you ever use the word stout for anything?
For food?
Or
for...
talking about a person?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. He is stout as an ox.
Does that mean the same as strong?
Well, it means the same thing, yes.
Okay. Would you ever use that word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No. We would say rancid.
Okay. And someone who's always smiling and never loses his temper, you say that he's mighty...
jovial.
Okay. Any other words?
Cheerful.
Okay. Would you say good-natured or pleasant?
Yeah, good-natured. Okay. But there isn't any such person that never gets angry.
Yeah.
I don't think they've been born yet.
Would you use that word good natured about, let's say, a horse?
I don't think they've been born yet.
Okay. Say something like a teenage boy that just seems to be all arms and legs.
Well, I think they would say he was awkward.
Okay. And a person that just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense.
Well, I think
that he's just a plain.
He might be a person that has some ideas of what, like trying to invent something couldn't be invented, someone else didn't think could be invented, you know. Like, well, in the past, some people have worked on certain ideas and stayed with it when other people made fun of them, you know. They might call him a dreamer. Or they might cause him go a little further and say he was crazy.
Would you ever use the word fool?
Or they might call
him a nice word to use.
Oh, it may not be nice. I said my father and I were April Fools. But that's a game, you know, April Fools.
Oh, it may not be nice. I said my father and I were April Fools.
Do you ever call a person a fool?
No.
But that's a game, you know.
That's an ugly word.
Because of the Bible says you're not supposed to?
Thou shalt not call. Let's see, how is that? Anyway, I was taught not to say things like that.
Okay, say someone who's got a lot of money, but really hangs on to his money.
He's a miser.
Okay.
Or he's stingy.
Okay. Any other words? You say that he's a...
he's a miser.
You ever say tight?
Yes, I've heard that expression. He's tight. But now, that expression could be applied, at least I've heard it applied to someone that's drunk. He's tight. Have you ever heard that?
I think I've heard it.
Somebody that's drunk? Tight.
Have you ever heard
that? Yeah, now that's someone that's stingy with his money.
Uh-huh.
Holds on to his money. Tightwad. He's a tightwad.
Yeah,
I've heard that too.
If you say that a person is common, what does that mean? Is that good or bad?
Common?
Uh-huh.
He's just common, everyday, nice person.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of person I am.
Okay.
At least I try to be. Uh-huh. I don't try to be any high and mighty kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
At least I try to be.
I don't try to be any high and mighty kind of person.
He's mighty. Well, I would say he looks healthy.
Uh-huh.
He's mighty strong for his age.
Uh-huh, but really good.
And good health for his age.
Yep.